Yo, what's up? So it's time to put that pussy on check and that dick on a lockdown, because LTS is back. All right, so welcome back to the LTS podcast, where amazing sex topics and relationship issues are discussed. I'm still your host, Karel. Last week, we were talking about something very controversial and very interesting, and a lot of our listeners had a lot of things to say. They're like, oh, Karel, it's not only girls that are it's not only guys that treat girls like side chicks, like girls do that to us. Well, you know what, we're going to discuss that today on this episode, but before that, we're going to address the reasons why females choose to become side chicks and mistresses and the occasional booty calls. All right, so today I'm not alone. I've got a very special guest with me. So this guy, he has plenty wee. His mouth has holes in it. He cannot keep something in his mouth.
Come on.
And calm down. And he hits, like, he's one of, like, our special listeners, yeah? So, no, really, like, I really enjoy his company. He's really into media, digital marketing, video production. What's up, Jai?
Oh, peeps, I'm good. My name is Jaiola Tesi. I run my own online platform, 60 Minutes TV. I do PR, management, artists, talents, just name everything that has to do with entertainment. Yeah, just a latchy boy. So, It feels good to be here. Yeah.
Obviously, on the LTS.
So, guys, I got you all today. Don't worry.
He's representing the men's machine.
I got you.
The male machine.
Just get your popcorn, your beer, and just watch me defend our dignity.
I don't think it's a point where you need to defend anybody's dignity.
I have to, because the real truth is this about the society we live in now. Every problem that comes up in a relationship, you people, your species.
Females.
No, I'm not going to, because you people are turning to something else. You're not acting like females anymore. Yeah, seriously.
Oh my God.
Want to put the blame on we guys?
No, no one is putting the blame on you. Okay, so before we even get deep into this conversation here, why do you think, because I have my own opinions about why females choose to become, you know, side chicks and mistresses. Yeah. So before I get into my own thought process, why do you feel females choose to become side chicks, mistresses?
Desperation.
I agree with that.
Societal pressure, the old social media thing.
Yeah.
You understand?
So social media really plays a huge impact, on why females choose to become side chicks and mistresses.
Yeah, definitely. Everyone wants the Gucci bag. They want the Regina Daniels lifestyle. They want the Linda Ikeji lifestyle and everything. You understand? So they need to do what it takes, all of what it takes to fit in into that position. And the real truth is this. If ladies doesn't stop that now, they are going to wreck and ruin themselves.
Okay.
Because the real truth is this. I don't want to get married to a girl or a lady that at the end of the day, when I am chilling in a bar, another friend or an associate comes around and she's with me and someone just be like, oh, you know Sabi that babe? Ah, she been at Patrick the Shy Car before. And I know Patrick is a married man. And this lady doesn't have dignity to understand the fact that she's ruining someone's life, someone's house, and whatsoever. And she just wants to be there and just get the money as far as she's getting the money and everything and stuff like that. Some probably do it for the D.
Yeah.
The D.
Okay.
You understand? Some do it for the luxurious life, the social media, and slay mama kind of thing. And while some just do it for happiness.
They're just really happy doing it. It just brings them so much.
No, it is not like what they enjoy doing, but they have a guy they love.
So they can't let go of that relationship, despite the fact that he's married?
They have a guy they love so much, but a guy who loves them but doesn't appreciate them, because there's a very huge difference between being loved and being appreciated, you understand? As a matter of fact, I'll prefer to be or end up with someone that appreciates me than someone that loves me.
Right.
Yeah, because when you're appreciated, it increases the love. It gives the love the kind
value.
Of value it is supposed to get. You can love me and still mess me up. Do you know that?
Then that's not total love. But we're not talking about love now. We're not talking about love. So you're saying basically that side chicks and mistresses and booty calls, they are so desperate because of a certain lifestyle.
Why would you want to be number second on a guy's list?
So something I would say basically is spite, out of spite.
Okay.
So I had this auntie while I was growing up, and she used to tell me, like, about all the married men. Not all, but a particular married man that she used to sleep with just because she didn't like how his wife treated him. So out of spite for that woman, she used to have sex with this man anywhere, everywhere, in his car, in his house, everywhere you could think of, just out of spite.
Can I make use of my loud mouth?
That's why you're on the show.
Ah, auntie is there.
But you're saying she's a
hoe. But she owned her owners.
Yeah, she owned it. She never like denied fact. You're saying she's a hoe. But right now, she's married to a wonderful man and she has three beautiful children.
And I'm very sure the husband is definitely going to be sleeping with some.
He's not.
Sweetheart, do you believe in karma?
I do believe in karma. Just because I saw certain people in my life, karma is going to catch them.
Okay.
But karma doesn't catch a pretty girl like me. No one hurt me. I'm just saying, you don't have to hurt me. You know, I'm not bitter. I'm just saying, you don't have to hurt me for karma to get you. You can hurt my friend.
The real truth is this. See, everyone, like I always say, I can only guide you. I can't correct you. You understand? If a lady goes out there to be a side chick, she's got one or two reasons. But the most important thing is this. Don't let your main reason for being a side chick be about money. Financial stuff.
Yeah, because like when you said desperation, some people are also like emotionally desperate.
Yeah,
do you understand?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I
can understand that.
Exactly. Because especially when you're getting to, let's say for mistresses now, especially when you're getting to an age, because of how society has placed you, that by the age of 35, you should have been married already,
you should have had children. Do you have to let
I'm just saying, like
societal
how I said,
pressure make you make some wrong moves?
I'm not saying that they should allow it. I'm saying it happens.
Yeah.
Am I saying, is it right? No, it's very wrong. But the truth is that we live in a society where things like this exist.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, sometimes, not even only because of societal pressures, it might be because you are truly in love like a married man. Do you understand? And you just love him so much, and you can't let go. I'm not saying it's right. Don't get me wrong. It's very shady. Yeah, but people just find themselves in that situation where they cannot let go. They are emotionally attached to someone and they can't seem to let go. Like I said earlier in the last episode, some side chicks don't even know they're side chicks. But right now we're discussing about people that know they are side chicks and they know they are mistresses. Do you get? And some people like booty calls now, like they know that, see, this is just a booty call.
Let me chip this in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fact is this. I don't want to be one of those guys that probably want to use social media as an excuse for anyone to be pressurized and everything, you understand? Mm-hmm. If you have it in you, definitely you have it in you. You understand? I know a girl very well. Just last week, her boyfriend walked up to me and her boyfriend was like, he's been seeing my impact in the girlfriend's life, like the girlfriend doesn't give him attention anymore and stuff like that. Like this guy was actually going to pick up a fight with me. You understand? And my friends were there. They were just like, dude, do you know who that guy is that you're trying to pick up a fight with? Just walk away. You want to embarrass yourself because of a girl and stuff. Sweetheart, this guy asked this girl to block me and everything. As a matter of fact, legit, she blocked me. She did everything. When the guy left, this thing happened last week, Sunday. When the guy left, legit, this girl gave me a massive blowjob in my car. Like, this girl is like my regular blowjob.
So, what would you call that kind of girl? Is she?
No, I am trying to get to a point. This is just a girl. I think she enjoys the fact that, I think she enjoys the nastiness
that you bring out of her.
That I bring out of her. I think she enjoys the fact that I allow her to be free.
Mm-hmm.
I don't talk about too much morality because she's a girl. She knows she's not a baby. You understand? And that is why, guys, as well, we need to try to do much for our women.
Okay.
Don't think because a girl is giving you a blowjob. Like, what I'm trying to say is this. You need to allow your woman to be free with herself.
Okay.
So that she won't end up going around to explore stuff with other guys. Because the real truth is this. The other guy she wants to explore something with, she knows the guy has a relationship. But simply because this guy is going to make her be who and what she wants to be around her,
okay,
she would definitely want to do all those stuff. So she would have any problem being this guy's side chick, because this guy is the only guy that is going to spread her legs, put one leg on the ceiling and the other one on the AC and fire that place the way she wants. But you, the main guy, you're forming too much only you're forming too much of decency. You don't want her to twerk when she's around you. You don't want her to live that life, that the life
that,
of who
that life that you also get from another
from
girl.
Another girl.
You don't want that.
You
from
understand?
Her.
And now she now get this side bobo that is allowing her to be the kind of embarrassed she wants to be. Women wants to be old in front of their boyfriend. They wants to be a bad girl in front of their boyfriend. But some guys can't handle it.
But don't you feel like some guys can't handle it because of how they want their fellow guys to view them? Because you know there's this like misconception they have that
you shouldn't care.
A girlfriend should behave in a particular way.
Sweetheart, you shouldn't care about how your friends are going to see your babe.
Okay.
You know your babe. She's your babe.
Okay.
My ex was so innocent looking that if I tell you that she gives the best blowjob in the whole world, me and my ex, we practically have sex everywhere of anywhere. That doesn't make her a hoe.
Okay.
She's my hoe.
She's yours.
You understand? We've had sex in her father's bed. She's my bad girl. Leave her for me. I know she's not doing it with other guys. You understand? And not until most guys start understanding some of all these things.
Yeah.
With their be safe from the pressure of them being the main guy and there's still another side bobo somewhere that is actually doing the real work.
Okay. All right. So basically, from everything we've just discussed right now, we can just say that people choose to become side pieces based on desperation, emotional desperation, financial desperation, and based on spite.
Also their own
and
personal
also their
interest.
Personal interest.
You understand? Okay. You can never do anything without personal interest.
Personal interest.
You understand? You want to be an armed robber, a Boko Haram, or whatsoever, you have your own personal interest. Before anyone preach to you, you know what I always tell people? Whenever people seek for advice from you, they'll be like, oh, Jai, this is that. The first question I ask them is this. Bruv, sis, before you approach me with this, you already know the answer. You've already made one decision in your heart that you're not telling me. The only thing you just need from me is opinion, guideline.
Yeah.
So now, go back to what you decided on already.
Okay.
Because that is what you should do.
Okay. All right, that was very interesting. But you know what? We're not done yet because we're still going to talk about side dicks.
Oh,
monstresses. And a gigolos. So don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back. All right. So welcome back to the podcast, LTS. I'm still Corella and I'm still with my wonderful guest, Jai. Oh, good. We're good. All good. I'm just like, oh my God, what's going to happen next? Yeah. So like, so right now, like, so we had a lot of messages from our listeners saying that, you know what, females treat guys like side pieces too. And so don't take sides. So right now we're going to address that. So first of all, let me just explain what is what. So a side dick is basically a guy that is just used by a female for his sexual ability. It's just like the female, like side chick. It's just the male version of being
that,
a side chick.
It's just that the female aspect of it comes with more material stuff.
Than a side dick. Yeah, that's one. Then a monstress is just the female version of a mistress. So basically, you are emotionally involved or sexually involved with a married woman. That makes you a monstress. Now, the difference between being a monstress and being a gigolo is when that married woman is financially supporting your lifestyle.
So
you're a gigolo.
Yeah.
So let's just understand everything between the differences between being a side dick, a monstress, and a gigolo. So, but it's so funny how a man can support a female's lifestyle and the only thing that you guys would say she's a hoe.
Yeah.
Even though that is very wrong. I don't know why she call anybody a hoe, but like, do you get?
Okay, let me make a very simple example. Now, a guy traveled to abroad to marry a white woman.
Yeah.
After spending several years in the abroad, he returns to Nigeria. Children, family, everyone, packed everyone, give them money, everything, and Adam, everyone, boom. you've done to abroad. Do you know what they'll call that guy?
What?
A fucking hardworking hero. Oh, Emeka is hardworking. But now, check a woman out. She travels to abroad to marry a white man.
Mm-hmm.
And now she comes back. Ah, Papa Junior, we are going to abroad though. And she now legit open her mouth to say, remember that Oyinbo guy I told you I was sleeping with?
He's the exactly.
The whole family will legit call her Ashewu. She went to abroad to do Ashewu. Do you know why it is like that? I'll tell you why. Women, most of you don't actually know the position in which God actually placed you guys. It has been like that before we were given birth. So fuck social media, fuck feminism. Women are, we expect so much from you people because you are the reason why most of you guys want to do good.
So you're saying that your success in life is tied to a woman?
No, don't get it wrong. Don't get it wrong. Uh-huh. Don't get it wrong. I used to be a fucking bad guy
mm-hmm.
before I met my ex. But I had to change that because I want to be a good man because I love her.
So,
do you understand? So now back to the main topic now. When you, as a guy, goes around and mess around, you see yourself as a big boy. But whenever a girl should do that.
Does that. It's like you, something. It's when like a something girl else. Is a side
you understand.
Chick, it's a bad thing. But when a guy is a side chick.
Do you even know that women are even more jealous than you ladies?
We know that. Men can't that handle jealousy.
Just over...
Emotional.
You always go emotional. Like you start... you did this to me. After everything. So now, being a side dick...
As a guy...
Sometimes I think it is laziness.
Okay.
And having a low self-esteem.
Okay.
You understand? As a man, you must learn how to have your own esteem. And don't let one woman call you up at the middle of the night and tell you to bring your dick down to where she is. And after that, it's so worse that some women will even, after the old thing, you want to call to them, don't touch me.
But I feel that is because of what they have gotten over the years. So they've built like this guard and they know what it takes to control a man. Not apparently their husband, but like the younger ones, like the side dicks.
The only man that can be controlled is the man that wants to get controlled.
Mm.
That is the simple fact I am telling you. If I want to get controlled by a woman...
It's because you it is accept the fact that you
understand.
Be controlled by
you understand. I said I used to be a bad guy before. You understand. I have done loads of sugar mommy. I have done loads of rich girls in my life that probably wants to like control my life. But I have always been that guy with the bag somehow. Not like I am with the extreme bag, but I am just one of those guys that will never ask a woman for anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I enjoy the sex. When I want, you're not going to tell me when my dick is going to get hard. You're not going to call me and tell me to come over because you're horny. And boom, I don't enter a cab. I remember something close like that was going to happen within me and Mahida way back. But I was just too sharp and fast about like, who the fuck is Mahida? Who the fuck are you?
You know?
You understand? And I played it smart. You understand? So now, being a side dick comes with the fact that some guys are lazy. Some guys just go for anything they see.
Okay.
You understand? And some guys do it out of the fact that it's easy.
It's easier free. For them.
You understand?
Do you also feel that it's because they don't actually like have the strength emotionally, that, financially
understand?
To cope
financial,
with being a real relationship?
A real relationship. They can't stand the fact that, I need to pay for Karel's hair. I need to take Karel's out. And if I'm going to do this, I need like 5K because Karel is going to
need
ice cream.
More than 5K.
I am just saying, you understand. Like, they can't stand that little change.
Yeah, that they want to.
And you know, the mistake guys are always making is this. Do you know that we spend more for our friends than our woman?
True.
If you take your friends to the club now or bar, before you know what's up, you are buying NSC, XO, 50,000, 1 million, all those things. And a babe only needs you to see a movie with you. All those petty gifts, gang of maybe 15,000 around, all those things. You're giving your woman and stuff like that. You're not even spending close to like 50K at the end of the day, but you are blowing like 150K at the club. And now you're not having low self-esteem to use like some kind of 50K monthly to maintain your relationship. So you're going for a girl that is going to be controlling you, that will wake you up at the middle of the night. Where are you? Okay, I'll send you. Do you know how, like, that is a weak ass nigga is going to do that shit. A woman, you call me my own phone at the middle of the night. You tell me you are horny, that she start coming. What God, wait, which God are you serving? Is it, does your own God start with double G or just one G? You understand, you are, as a man, I don't think it is right for any guy to lower his standard to an extent of being controlled by a woman because of the pussy.
Guys,
we are too weak for that thing that is within, that V-shape within the labs. You understand? Do you know that I am so crazy to an extent of, if a woman should tell me something, Jai, do this for me without using, please, I won't do it. Because I know you want to use button power.
Yeah.
You understand? So now, there are some guys out there, mostly surly guys.
I agree with you.
You understand? The only thing they do in the morning is they take care of their beards. And they'll now look for one tailor that knows how to sew all those
beautiful kaftans.
Beautiful kaftans.
With embroidery around. You understand? Oh my God.
Some of them don't have card. They have this steady Uber guy and they have this friend that has this small car. They'll just be driving up and down, be doing fine, boy. Be looking for pussy up and down. But the question is, for how long are you going to do that when your mate are actually making money? For how long are you going to be a side dick? What I'm going to say about this whole situation is this. Being a side dick is not even close to being good. Being a side chick is still like 80% better than being 100% side dick, because it lowers your value as a man. Before you know what's up, you can't, well, even when,
maybe
at the end
you
of the day,
you just become a fuck boy to everyone.
You understand? Because you are practically
do you know why? Because a girl can be like, oh, she can actually recommend your dick to her friend.
To her friend.
And they start passing you around.
Around. And
like, that's all you're good
and
for.
And you know the funniest part? You now take them, they'll now, you now travel with them, or you go to the mall with them. You now be holding their bags, or you now be the one helping them to price something. For Computer Village, that phone now 500 naira now. You understand? You won't even be able to be that man. Do you know what it takes for you not to have the ability to man up?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so but that's, you made a really good valid point. So what I wanted to ask is, why do you feel females put men in that kind of position, treat men like as side dicks, man stresses and gigolos? Why do you feel that is?
Home training. It has to do with home training and the kind of home you grew up.
How?
If you are that type that growing up, there's this, we used to have this Elijah that stays in front of our house. Funny enough, I was even thinking about this some weeks back. So she's rich.
Mm-hmm.
The husband used to be okay. You understand? So this Elijah is like the main source of the whole thing. I realized that growing, we were small then, yeah, but I was seeing things. I have seen Elijah slap Elijah.
Wow.
Several times. I have seen Elijah deciding for Elijah that this is the car we are driving out. This is the one I want to use. Now, they have three daughters that year. And you can imagine the elder daughter growing up, seeing all these things, understanding the fact that the mother is actually in charge of everything.
Wow.
She would definitely have that mentality that men
are
shit.
But I feel that it's not all homes.
Chill. Now, she's going to grow up to see all those things. And she'll see men to be trash. Because when
we're
going, you understand? Because I remember that time that my mom said the dad always needs to go to Lagos Island because she sells fabrics. Always needs to go to Lagos Island to even collect money. You understand? The stuff was not just balanced because it was so glaring that the woman was in charge of the whole thing. Now, as a female child, you've seen all these things. Your mentality is going to be about the fact that, oh, maybe that is the world. That is how the world really is. It takes more than God intervention for you to understand that that is not how the world is.
There should be a balance.
There should be a balance.
And there should be respect.
You understand? So now, you know, now growing up in that kind of society or in that kind of thing, and you now have money as well, you won't see men as necessity. The only time you see men to be necessary in your
when
life
you
is
want
when
them to fulfill you your sexual desire.
Sexual desire or run on some tight errands. And you know the funniest part, women like that, they are always lucky to get guys like that.
Because they just somehow seem to find.
You understand? They will always get them.
Because, like you said, men are desperate. Those kind of men will always be the ones to chase them to make sure that they are noticed by them.
They are noticed by them. Someone was telling me last week that I should start going to. I have the chat. Mufe was telling me that I should go to a co-hotel. That she knows guys that will just sit around a co-hotel. They will just hold money for their cocktail and be waiting for sugar mommy and stuff like that. You understand? No, it's their hustle. They should own it. You understand? I don't condemn people's hustle. You understand? But I still don't think it is right for any woman, for any man to allow any woman to control. So back to your question of why do some women? So at times it is about growing up. When you know that growing up, your mom is the one paying the bills. Your mom is the one doing every stuff. When you guys wake up in the morning, it is not as if your dad drop you in school because he's doing dad's duty, but it is simply because mom said he needs to do it, because if he doesn't do it, he might not have access to the car, he might not have access to money and everything. And some girls are doing it simply because they have always been hardworking all their life. Man has never given them anything all their life.
Yeah.
You understand? I am kind of like that. I always feel like no woman on earth has ever added anything into my life except my mom. Okay. So I don't see why I should worship you. But still, I don't have to disrespect you. You understand? Some women are like that. All their lives, they've been asking for what they want.
Okay.
To an extent of even when men try to take advantage of them, they bullshit that thing, they start over, and they still end up being successful. So for the fact that they have been assaulted, they have been harassed verbally or physically.
Even in relationships.
Just makes them stronger and just makes them have this really hard armor around them. So they decide on when they want to fuck you, when they don't want to fuck you. I have loads of girls like that, that in one way or the other, even for the fact that I am strong on my own.
Yeah.
You understand? Some of them don't like me. Some of them just always be like, I don't know what his problem is. You understand? But I won't let you push me around. It is pussy.
Yeah. And another thing, I feel when a woman snaps her finger and a man jumps, it just devalues
you. Understand?
Him.
You understand? Do you get? No, not really.
No. Do you know why? Because at that point in time, she just feels that she has so much control that when I say jump, he jumps. Why is he jumping? Just because of sex.
When you use the word snap, let's look into the kind of woman that is in this situation. You understand? What kind of women have side dicks and man stresses and gigolos? Okay, now imagine it, Tokema Kiwa.
Okay.
You can imagine how many side dicks she'll have. Even rich side dicks.
Rich side dicks.
Guys with low self-esteem, they just want to say, I am the one knocking Tokema Kiwa. They just want to brag about it. This pussy is not some plaque or some award. Like, as a rich guy, and as a, like all these fine boys, you know, I see fine boys, I just look at them like, if I go fine like this guy. But I always get to realize that even me that I am not fine safe, I even get more better pussy than them. Pussy that even values me, that respects me a lot. But then they don't get to get all those benefits. That is simply because they don't have value. Most of them are just handsome. They don't know their value.
Yeah.
As a guy, even if you're going to be a side dick, this is for those of you that are into the business. I don't want to sound like...
He's giving side dicks advice
even,
right now.
Yeah,
listen.
Even if you're going to be a side dick with dignity. You understand? Be a side dick with dignity. Have your own also. I am also some girl side dick. I don't lie to you. And I am only their side dick, not because I don't have money, not because I'm not paying my bills. I have my own car. I have my own apartment. I'm taking care of myself in my own little way. I don't have all the money in the world, but I am okay. I have my own company that I'm running. You understand? And this is one of the main reasons why some girls are even making me their side dick, simply because they are open one day. I am going to even stay and be the main guy. And another thing is simply because I am a very nasty guy. I can knock. You understand? So some girls just love the fact that Jai can knock. Jai doesn't have slow button. If you and Jai, you are here now and you just say, baby, let's do something. You understand? Some girls love that fact about some guys. But don't let laziness and desperation be the reason for being a side dick. Let being a good
And when we say being a sidekick, we mean being a sidekick, mansions and gigolo.
And gigolo, combination of
combination
all.
Of
so
it
let's
all.
The only reason why you're being a girl sidekick is simply because if you knock her once, it will take her 6 months before she thinks of dick again.
Another person's dick.
She'll just be thinking of your dick. Even your dick, she wants to come back to your dick. She'll reserve. Have you ever been in this situation? Do you know when you are eating and you are reserving meat? You are reserving your meat.
Yeah, for the last, that's the last thing you want to.
That is how good
your dick should be. If you are a side dick.
If you're a side dick. Be that side dick that when you finish knocking, you are telling babe, what do you want to eat? You're driving down your own car, not a car, to the fast food to get us something. To be a side dick with
dignity. All right. So we're going to have to end on that note. I hope you guys really enjoyed this episode because I loved it so much. Jaye, thank you very much. All right.
My pleasure.
Okay. All right, guys. So you can follow us on social media at the LTS podcast on all social media platforms and on IG, on Twitter. And you can follow me on Instagram at Karel Rob. But you can also follow Jaye on social media at.
Yeah, Jaye Olatesi. That is JayeHolatesy. Jayola Tessy, Instagram. My Twitter is Coolest Kid of Lagos. Coolest Kid of LA 1.
Of LA 1. Okay, that's really nice. So, guys, make sure to like, make sure to download, make sure to share this podcast. This episode was dope as
shit. Signing out.
All right, guys. So, see you next time on the LTS podcast. Bye. Yeah.